USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's completed the first stage of a new trade agreement with Japan. The president speaking alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
The deal we're announcing today will reduce our chronic trade deficit built up and taken effect over many, many years of dealing with other governments and other administrations.
The president claims Japan has agreed to open markets to roughly $7 billion in American agriculture and also agreed to lower sanctions on items like beef, pork, wine, and cheese. The head of the House Intelligence Committee, Democratic Congressman from California, Adam Schiff, is praising the whistleblower who filed a complaint about a phone call between President Trump and the leader of Ukraine. The California congressman also says Congress will help the whistleblower.
I want to thank the whistleblower and let the whistleblower know that we're going to do everything possible to protect you.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Initial testing of a medical device aimed at treating Alzheimer's patients has shown promising results, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Eight patients aged 63 or above with mild to moderate Alzheimer's were enrolled in the University of South Florida study, examining the effectiveness of a non-invasive treatment cap that delivers electromagnetic waves to the brain. Patients put the treatment cap on for 1 hour periods twice a day. Results showed increased cognitive performance and disease-modifying effects of the brain and both the blood and spinal fluids. Experts say none of the patients showed any negative or adverse side effects from the treatment. Seven of the eight patients have decided to extend the trial for an additional 4 months.
Norwegian Cruise Lines announces on Wednesday they will stop using plastic bottles beginning January 1st of 2020. They're switching to paper cartons instead. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, Senate Judiciary Committee member John Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, reacts to Speaker Pelosi's impeachment inquiry regarding President Trump and the whistleblower who came forward regarding everything that's happening moving forward.
Yes, we have a whistleblower. Yes, he wasn't there. It's secondhand. But the whistleblower, or someone on his behalf, leaked it to the press. What does that remind you of? That reminds me of the Russian investigation. But this is, we're starting to see a pattern here. I think I can say pretty confidently, we're going to have two investigations. We're going to have one of the president, that's the House's right, and number two, we're going to have one of the vice president. Now, I don't know whether that'll be by the FBI, by Republicans in the Senate, or by Vice President Biden's fellow candidates, but that part's not going away.
On Tuesday, President Trump highlighted border security in his speech at the UN. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen weighs in on Fox and Friends.
This is a demographic that was certain that if they brought a child, they could be released in the United States. We have changed that dynamic. Working with Mexico not only to reduce the flow, but with the microprotection protocols, we now have families waiting in Mexico. Additionally, we've partnered with El Salvador, with Guatemala, and now Honduras on streamlined repatriation. So if people don't have a valid asylum claim, if they don't even make a claim, we can repatriate them swiftly directly from the border.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.